Russian forces today bombarded a residential part of Kharkiv. That's Ukraine's second largest city. The Associated Press reports at least 11 people have been killed there and many more injured. Still, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky struck a defiant note today. He spoke to the European Parliament through an interpreter.
We are fighting just for our land and for our freedom, despite the fact that all large cities of our country are now blocked. Nobody is going to enter and intervene with our freedom and country, and believe you me.
As he spoke, a 40-mile-long convoy of Russian armored vehicles headed toward Kyiv, the capital. Reporter Isabel Kershudian is in Dnipro, Ukraine. That's about 3 hours away. She's with our editorial partners at the Washington Post. She left Kharkiv yesterday for her safety. Isabel, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
It has been a very difficult day for the residents of Kharkiv. What happened today and what's happening there now, as best you know?
To this point, a lot of the shelling had been kept more to, I would say, the suburbs outside of the city center. Civilian areas, for sure, neighborhoods. We'd seen a lot of images of what is believed to be cluster munitions hitting apartment buildings and things that aren't military targets. You know, Russia's line is that it's hitting military targets. These were not that, are not that. And then this morning, there was an image, of, you know, lots of video that came out of what's called a regional administration building, which is basically a city hall, being hit with a projectile, looked like a missile.
You spoke to the mayor. What did he tell you?
Yeah, so I spoke to the mayor this morning. He said that, you know, there are a lot of casualties. They're expecting the official number to go up. The last I heard, it was at least 11 dead in yesterday's shelling. There's reports, unconfirmed, that 10 died just in that hit downtown this morning. There's power out around the city. It's very cold right now. We're talking about the winter, and their main priority is getting medical supplies and food out to people. But because the shelling has not stopped, they can't even do that much. They're not able to travel to those areas.
Any sense of how close the Russian troops are now? Is there any sense that Kharkiv could soon fall?
Yeah, I think that's entirely possible. The mayor told me this morning that the city remains in Ukrainian government control, but Russian troops are surrounding them, that there's, you know, military hardware and troops kind of coming in from all different directions. And, you know, this is Ukraine's second largest city. It's a city of 1.5 million people. They're majority Russian speaking. I remember talking to the mayor at the end of January. You know, the invasion hadn't started then. A lot of people were still skeptical that it would. And he said people in Kharkiv, they do a lot of business with Russia. They have friends in Russia. You know, they'd like to have good relations with Russia, but they don't want to be under Russian occupation. And I think now, you know, people there are really, really shocked that this is happening to them, that it's their civilian structures and areas that are being shelled like this. For Russia, they're not making advancements on Kyiv in the way many expected they would. So it seems like they need a win. They need one city to fall to maybe show for themselves that, hey, this military operation is successful. And if you take that city, it gives you a lot of transport options.
Let me ask you about Kyiv. We are seeing satellite images about what appears to be a 40-mile convoy of tanks and trucks headed there. Any sense of what happens next there? Any sense of attempts by Ukrainians to stop them?
You know, I think what we've seen across Ukraine and in Kyiv especially is, you know, ordinary Ukrainians mobilizing, right? Civilians who are, you know, signing up to get guns, who are joining these militias, who are doing anything and everything they could possibly think of. I mean, there's IT experts who are sitting in their homes and trying to hack Kremlin websites right now. I do not doubt that there's going to be a resistance to Russian troops on the ground.
Finally, Isabel, as you've been talking to people about their fears, about being emboldened against the Russian military, what struck you about the people you talked to today?
You know, I would say the ingenuity, the resilience. Met two guys, two artists today who were making just Molotov cocktails in like an old wood shop here in Dnipro. And one guy's like, you know, my wife and my son are in Odessa, but I might as well be here. Like, what am I going to do? I'm not going to run. I was born here. I've heard bartenders are making these Molotov cocktails. You've seen like so many videos of, for example, Russian troops have now taken control of the port city of Berdyansk on the Azov Sea. And there people came out without firearms and they were yelling at them and really confronting them. People are being really brave and also creative as to how to stand up to this.
Isabel Kershudian in Dnipro, Ukraine. Stay safe and thank you for your reporting.
Thank you.